Blog Talk Radio.
House of Harley. Talk Radio.
I have no more campaigns to run. My only agenda, I know because I won both of them.
Dang!
Damn!
Harley.
The president got G'd on them jokers, didn't he? I gotta play this song for the president, man. President Obama, you are the real, true, original G. So this song is for you, and we will be right back in exactly 3 minutes in light. Some seconds. We'll be right back. House of Harley Talk Radio, let's go.
Unfadable, so please don't try to fade this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'm a lad, I'm understanding. From a young G's perspective. And before me, they got a trick, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she
House of Harley.
And learning her, man. And at the same time, burning her, man. Now when she burning, I'ma chill for a minute. Cause ain't no loving good enough to get burned while I'm offended.
Yeah.
And that's realer than real deal, Holyfield. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of this funky stuff. It's like this,
House
and like
of
that,
Harley.
And like this, and it's like that, and like this, and like that. It's like this and like that and like this and Drake creeps to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got kept, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before.
House of Harley.
So who can rap and control the maestro? At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I feel some old funky
here.
To add to my collection, this election symbolizes don't take a soap, but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this. It's like that and like this and like that, and it's like this.
Then we ain't got no love for soul.
So just chill to the next episode. Falling back on that ass with a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S O S oppression, double O P. D O double G Y D O double G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clacking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, antidote quit. I think they in the mood for another one of those G hits. So, Drake,
what up, dog?
We gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping. City of Compton.
It's where it takes place.
House of Harley.
Attention, mopping with the dog frown.
Bow, wow, wow.
Dropping the funky tracks is making the suckers just mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, then you're bound to get smacked. My little homie Snoop Doggy Dog has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the raps down, put the Mac down. And if your woman wanna trip, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I talk. But I'm never off, always on, just to break it down. See you when see you win. And the city they call Long Beach, putting it straight together like my homie D.O.C. No one can do it better
like this, that, and this, and it's like that, and like this, and like that, and it's like this.
Then we ain't got no love for zone.
So just chill till the next episode.
House of Harley. House of Harley. Talk Radio.
House of Harley Talk Radio. And that goes out to our president, President Barack Obama. Boy, did he set it off last night, man. He made me proud. It's like, you can never, let me tell you something. You can never, ever, ever keep a black man down. Not ever, Not ever, 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 ever. Ain't that right, Ken?
That's so right, man. What's going on, Shay Harley?
I felt like a gangster going to work today. I was like, that's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Matter of fact, this is not a campaign speech. Oh, I'm sorry. I won both of them.
Yeah, you know.
He shut the joint down, man.
Like, take that. And what? Mel, you there?
I am here. Good evening. Good evening. You got me rolling back when I used to be a gangster and I used to be on that West Coast flow. I'm loving that. You're giving me life with that song right now.
Hey, I might be just playing all gangster background song tonight because I done downloaded D-Thing. I done downloaded da-da-da-da-da. It's the mother, it's D-O-D, D-O-G. I'm so ready,
man.
Yeah.
Shoot,
ain't nothing but a gangsta party.
Oh, my God.
I the crip walk.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about.
Here he comes.
You know, so, man, he said it off last night. He was just sticking it to him. It was like he was just giving a jab left, right. Snap kick. What do you call it? Flash kick? What is it, Ken? Snap kick? What do you call that thing? Karate?
It's a snap kick.
Snap kick, yeah. You know, he was going off, man. I was so proud. Barack Obama just set it off. He was like, hey, I ain't going to be no lame duck president waiting around waiting for me to get out of office. I'm going to just make things happen. Whether y'all going to come up with legislation or laws or whatever, I'm going to come up with it. And what?
And they find a way. They're so retarded to drive that same agenda. When the economy was bad, it was all his fault. Now that things are good, they say, oh, well, what policy did he implement that changed everything? Well, what policy did he implement that made you think he failed? You know, it just drives me nuts. When gas prices were high, it was all his fault. Now that they're low, oh, it definitely has nothing to do with him. It has to do with everybody but him.
Yeah.
Like, dude, seriously? But, hey.
Are you more concerned about a pipeline than a common man? He ripped into their money. He ripped into their money.
Yep.
Counting on that pipeline to be developed and running that oil and natural gas, guess what? Shut them down. Because it's about the middle class. It's about building up the people who work hard every day, who are not making millions and millions of dollars, who are the ones that are the backbone of this country. Help me build those people up. And I'm out.
Exactly.
A few more agendas to run, a few more things to take care of. How many days? 730 days left in office. And I'm out.
Hey.
And there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can say. Because it's everything that he has made his campaign on, he has fulfilled. A few things, they're going to filibuster, but he even told them, you bring it to my desk, and it's not about the common man, I'm going to veto it.
Mm-hmm.
They basically told you, I'm not playing with you. I'm just not playing with you in the last 2 years. And that spoke volumes. And he shut the place. Boehner didn't even know what to say. Matter of fact, Boehner looked so brown, I was the one to compare to Biden. Did he go have a tan done or somebody spray something on him? What was going on with him?
He was orange.
No, Boehner, y'all, the secret's out. The secret's out. Boehner's really black, y'all.
No.
Yeah.
He's gonna be up in the lottery in a minute. You know how we do the lottery. Dave Chappelle, we finna trade him if he is.
Oh my God.
Is that Jasmine?
Yes, I'm here.
Yay, Jasmine. Hey, what's going on, girl?
Nothing much. Just trying to get in.
You all up in it. Because we need to have two men and two women on this show. Because we got some people riled up. And they're starting to kind of call in a little bit.
Yeah.
And I want to say something to all y'all out there. If you're looking at Empire, you know, I mean, you know how people do two and three things at one time. Okay, look at Empire, right? But just go to the link and press on it and, like, turn the volume, not all the way up, but turn it and kind of listen to us. And then on commercial break, just give us, just show us a little bit of love. I know y'all watching Empire out there.
Nah, just DVR Empire watch it later on.
Yeah, watch it later.
Just DVR the show. You can catch it at 11 o'clock. You're going to be up anyway.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
It'll be good. And then it's online. You can catch it. You can go right online tomorrow and you can look at it. You be at work and you look at it while you ain't doing nothing at work. So do that. Just show us some love, all right? It won't be on forever. It'll go off eventually. But anyway, this is House of Harley Talk Radio. This is your host, Shay Harley, Kenneth Brown, Melody Williams, and Jasmine Galliard. I always butcher your name, Jasmine, but I'll get it. Did I say it right?
Jasmine Galliard. That's correct.
See, I see Galliard, but okay, Galliard.
Galliard.
Okay. I think I've had a problem saying the word gay, but, you know.
I got to take that at school. Oh, my gosh. They used to say Galliard, and they said Lord of the Gays. I was like, okay, whatever. Lord of the Gays.
Lord of the Gays.
I will be that. Okay.
I would have had a horrible life if my name was Shay Galliard. Oh. Oh. Lord have mercy. I would get cracked on it so much.
Shay Ramon.
Shay Ramon Galliard. Oh, Lord.
Not Raymond.
Yeah.
Ramon.
Oh.
And you grew up during the In Living Color era.
I did. Okay,
two snaps, and then off film.
Yeah. It was bad enough my name rhymed with gay, so,
wow.
You know.
In living color.
But anyway, huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, but anyway, this is House of Harley Talk Radio. We're going to have, you know, a little debate/dialogue discussion amongst ourselves, and y'all can join in. I see y'all calling, but if you guys are calling, press 1. If you don't, I'm going to bring you on live anyway and get you talking. Anyway. But if you want to call the show, call 347-884-9373. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, it's at HOH Talk Radio. If you want to hit us up on email, it's houseofharleytalkradio@gmail.com. House of Harley Talk Radio is sponsored to you by LadySusieQFashion.com. If you want to get dressed up for chat, something I know. Melody doesn't believe in. She says she's going to show up with her jeans on Sunday. But if you change your mind, Melody, don't be shame about it. You going to show up. Me kid going to show up like casket sharp. You going to show up like
your jeans. Casket sharp. I'm done.
Well, I'm going to go do some yard work after church over.
Yeah, hey, it's all good. Just sit on the other side, you know.
Sit right between the two of y'all.
But
might get up and run around the church.
But Mel, just in case you change your mind and you want to get yourself a hat and like a purse and all the other stuff, you can go to LadySusieQFashions.com and get you, you know, your ladies' church wear evening gowns. Brothers, if you're wearing that polyester, like, baby blue tuxedo, rip it off, and throw it in the trash. Like, burn it. And go to LadySusieQFashion.com and get you a suit. They got blazers. They got suits. They got them long, like, pasta suits that go all the way down to the ankle and got, like,
not
50
the five, not the six button. Not the
no,
six button.
No, this got like 50-11 buttons all the way down.
Not 50-11.
Yeah. It takes you about an hour to button that jacket up. But we're going to get on with the show because people are calling. And if you want to speak to us, make sure you press 1. Oh, we want to give a shout out to the Minority Eye for recognizing us as, you know, basically a show to watch out for. We did our thing in 2014, and we're continuing to do our thing in 2015, and we got a lot going on. We're going to be hosting a neo-soul poetry night on Saturday, the 24th of January, mm-hmm. at from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Garners Ferry Adult Activity Center. We will be there. We will be live. We will be cutting a fool. I hope some of y'all got some poems together or something. I want to see Jazz do a poem.
Oh, my gosh. No way. I'd rather sing.
me and Jazz going to hit the mic, man. I got a
Here
little
go.
Rendition. I'm going to do a little rendition of George Benson. You know, I'm going to put it down. George, my man. Oh, don't let him hit it. No, don't let him hit it on the air now. Can I get you a little taste?
Go ahead.
Oh, there I go. There I go. I'll save the rest. Y'all just put it together. I'm about to put
out.
It down.
But Ken.
What?
Ken, I got to tell you
something. Uh-oh, here we go.
Quietly.
I got to tell you something.
I am the lover.
She wasn't ready.
Yeah.
I know you're
going
to bust me. I like that sound. Okay. All right.
But anyway. But we got a lot going on. We got the It Takes a Village Expo that we're planning. Man, we got a lot going on, so I want y'all to be ready for that. But we're going to get on to the show. Tonight, we're going to be talking about, and we'll be kind of going back and forth about it, but the main subject of the show is men off on Earth. This comes from the book of Shay Harlery, first chapter, 35th verse. It says, men are from Earth, and women are from a whole nother galaxy. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
No.
Yes. Hurrah. So... You know how relationships and marriages, they always tend to be like they're always one sided and always heavily goes on to the woman's side, and it's always about y'all. And I understand that we're supposed to provide, protect, and profess. I understand that. So what is it that y'all women are supposed to do? Are y'all supposed to just, we supposed to provide, protect, and profess? And y'all just, like, look pretty and we running around with our, like a chicken with our head cut off? You know, what's up with that?
Uh-oh.
Okay, now, first of all, I think you guys want, you know, beautiful women on your arm. That's one. Then two, we are nurture people. We take care of our men, okay? Thank you very much. Do we not?
I'm going to let you finish your sentence, because I'm going to go back to the book of Harley. I read it last week.
Oh.
And I read it. I mean, it's 56 books in the book of Harley. And I've been telling people all day, we have had private discussions for decades, secret discussions about our women and how we want them to be an intricate part of our lives, but yet we can't seem, for whatever reason it is, in the woman's mind, to get it right. And we have been debating this issue, quiet as kept, we've been debating this issue for decades. And we came up with some things. And I'm going to bring it to the altar tonight, because I think you all need to understand that we, for the most part, most of the brothers, can I get an amen, Shay?
Well,
if we
are
not doing what is required, it is not always about the pretty face, because that face will fade. Beauty, external beauty, will leave. The only thing that changes about a woman or a man or anyone in that fact is the outer appearance. The only thing that don't change are the eyes. That's the only thing of the body that does not change. Your eye color will remain the same forever. And if I can get past that and get inside of your soul, I got you. If I can capture your mind, everything else will follow.
Preach.
Everything else will follow. So it doesn't matter whether or not you're a great-looking, dynamic, J-Lo kind of chick, or you just a homegirl, down the way, round the way kind of girl. If I capture your soul through your mind, everything else will come to pass. So it's not always about a pretty face. Trust me on that.
Okay, you just said, okay, your eye color will always stay the same. That's not true because, you know, you can get cataracts, so your eyes might turn gray.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go.
Well, what about them old people where they get old, their eyes be like black and then turn like blue?
They turn like gray around the ring, you know.
Oh,
so.
My God.
But,
so
Ken,
I just
understand
mess up
what you're saying, though, bro.
I know you know what I'm saying.
I know
you know
exactly
what I'm saying. That's real now. That's real. And once you get past all that external view, if you treat a woman with respect, and see, I'm from that old school kind of thinking because that's what my grandfather taught me. You always be chivalrous. You open doors, right? You treat your lady with, treat your lady like you would treat your mama. And that was embedded in me years ago. My grandmother sat me down and she said, I want you to treat women with respect, bottom line. If you can't do that, don't bring them around me.
All right, we got some callers, and I don't want y'all to leave. I see y'all there, so I'm going to go ahead and bring y'all in. See, right now the question is, why is it that relationships and marriages are so heavily favored towards the woman? I didn't understand we supposed to got the three P's. Yes. Yes. My dad, okay, check this out. My dad told me this. And watching my dad be a husband and a father, he said this. And this is after years of being married. He said, marriage is not for the man. Marriage is for the woman. And I had to think about it. I was like, you know, there's some truth to it. There's some truth to it.
Nothing against your daddy, but what prompted such asininity?
I'm just saying. There's some truth to that. But, you know, I'm gonna bring caller in because they're holding. I don't care if y'all jump on me. It's all good. I am a pretty good person. I could take on about 10, 20 people at one time. I'm good. So you can bring it. I don't care. I know y'all ladies were fired up. So I'm going to bring, hopefully this is a brother. Hopefully we start with a brother. But anyway, House of Harley Talk Radio live on air. This number starts with 470. Hello? 470, House of Harley Talk Radio live on air. Don't be shy.
Now, I think they just can't talk after that foolishness you
don't
just said.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello? Yes.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, who are you?
This is Miranda.
Oh, my goodness, that's Miranda.
Hello, Miranda.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on, girl?
Whatever, she. Nothing. How y'all doing?
I'm claustrophobic right now.
Uh-uh.
Inside joke, guys. Anyway.
That's an inside joke. That's funny.
So what's up? What's on your mind? Yeah.
Well, you already plugged Neo Soul Night, so I'm not gonna go into that. And, you know, I'm looking forward to you hosting. But the brother that was speaking before, where he was talking about capturing the mind and all of that. That was good. I agree with that. As far as woman, where you say the marriage is for the woman, and why is it all about women? First of all, in a home, the woman is the foundation, and she's the heart. She's the one that's the nurturer. The man is naturally supposed to go out and take care of home.
Oh,
hello?
So what you're saying is that the brother, you're saying what Shay acknowledged on last week. Let us hunt. Let us develop and grow the relationship from the outside. Everything else on the outside is being taken care of while you all are nurturing the inside. Is that what you're saying?
Get them, Ken. I know we're going to get them.
Well, see, I missed the show last week, so I don't know exactly what Shay said, and me and Shay don't agree all the time. What did you, Shay, break it down for me. So what did you say last week?
Okay, this is where I'm going to go. I was going to say this is kind of like a part that we were going to come up with later, but since it's brought up now, we're going to bring it up now. So, okay, here you go. I had did like a semi-poem on Facebook last week, and it was titled, A Man Will Hunt. A man will hunt even if he has to leave his home and be gone for days. A man will hunt to provide for his family, even if that means that he will go without. A man will hunt. A man will do what he's supposed to do to take care of his family. So put that in more like of a today's situation. It's like, okay, we're working hard. We're doing our thing for the family. We're doing this. We're doing that. But then we get, when we come home and we hustling, and we like, man, if I don't get this right here done, I'm not going to get paid, or money ain't going to come in. But then we come in the house. Okay. It's like, baby, you're never home. You don't ever spend time with me, or you're always busy and all this other stuff. But then the man be like, look, babe, I got to do this. I got to do that. And you know, sometimes, like, some women can't. They want the man to hunt. But if he hunts, you know, it's like you can't have it. They want to have it all the way. They got to have everything all at one time. And not understand that man has to take care of his responsibilities, you know, to take care of the household and take care of the family, what he got to do. But go ahead.
Well,
breathing hard. Mel?
The man has to find a balance with that, because everybody wants some affection. I mean, if you're out there hunting all the time and your woman is just sitting at home, you know, and you come home and you're just going to sleep and you're going back out again, okay, when are you going to show her some attention? Because it's okay to go out there and hunt and to take care of home, but you have to find the balance between home and your hustle. Now, also you have to get with your partner has to see your vision as well. So if you all are not on the same page, it's going to be unbalanced. I have a friend. He owns a business. You know, he's trying to build that business up. He says every time he comes home, his wife is always complaining that he's not spending enough time at home. She never comes to his business. She never comes up there and tries to help out or anything like that. So I had to sit down and I had to have a dialogue, talk with him, have a conversation with him. And I said, well, let me ask you this. Like, when you all got together, was she there? Was she there when you were building your business? He was like, no, you know. I said, so she didn't share your vision. She doesn't understand what you're trying to do. She doesn't understand what you're trying to grow. So she doesn't know what you're out there doing. Have you invited her to come see your, you know, come in and help out and stuff like that? No. Well, how do you expect her to see it if you're not sharing it with her? So she doesn't understand.
I thought you were done, Miranda. I am so sorry.
Go ahead.
Something that I learned that has always stuck with me in premarital counseling is one line. And this is what our counselor told us, and it stuck with me. He said, you cannot split your loyalty. And that goes for women and men. You can't be loyal to your mama and your wife. You can't be loyal to your job and your wife. You can't be doing. She has to be primal, period. Mm-hmm. As women, we have to be primal. Now, like I said, and I told my husband, I said, babe, you can do whatever you want to do.
Babe.
I got to be number one. And number two, and number three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And then whatever is next is fine. It can have the 11 spot, but it has to be a distant 11.
Well.
Oh, Lord.
And I mean that.
Well.
Now, with that being said, that's how we are. Does that mean you cannot grind? Does that mean you cannot follow your dreams? Absolutely not. But you cannot follow your dream first and put me second, because then to me it reads, oh, well, you know what? He loves the business more.
Oh,
and that's the problem.
Miranda?
Huh?
Thank you, dear. We got other callers, and I want to make sure I get people. I want them to wait for 30 minutes.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. They keep listening.
Bye, y'all.
All right.
Bible.
See ya on Saturday. Saturday. But anyway, I'm gonna bring this person on and I'm gonna say a comment before now. But check that out. Check this out, Mel. So okay. Oh, you won through 10. You know what I'm saying?
Half.
So 10 and a half. That means you might have some days without food. if he won through 10, you gonna go about 20 days without food or something.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Now, I can see exactly what she's saying. She's ace number one. She's number one on the books all the time, 1 through 10 to the nth. You got that.
Mm-hmm.
I got that. But there'll be some times now where between the balance between the relationship and the job, sometimes the job only will be a little overtime.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go to the play for the baby today.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, I'm expecting the 1 to 10 honey to the 10 to represent
mm-hmm.
the family. I'm trying to get this OT because I'm making this $35 an hour.
I got it.
Because mama needs new tires. Mama wants them new shoes. She
mm-hmm.
wants that product. She wants the MK. And I don't mean those as brand names. They could be anything. It'd be, you know, just a regular Walmart bag. What I'm saying is that there's a certain amount of expectation that comes in the relationship up front. I'm going to put the woman first, automatically. If I got any chivalry about me, if I got my pants pulled up and I'm acting like somebody, she's coming first.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have to agree with Kent on that because it has to be some kind of balance. Of course, woman is first. That's his wife, okay? But also, like, let's say if he's making more money, he's bringing home the bread and stuff like that, then, yeah, you know, there may be some events that he's going to miss for the children. And let's say there's a day that he's home, you know, he's off for a week or so, or he's off for the day, and now she's out there, she has to work, then he has mm-hmm. to go ahead and pick up and be there for the family. You know, so
that's
it's
right.
that balance.
That's right.
See, I'm not saying that he has to somehow morph into something, you know, something greater than being human. What I'm saying is you have to put her first. It doesn't matter if you run 10 businesses. She cannot be number 11. She can't be number 5. We as women, we just cannot. Why marry me and say, I'm leaving all things to cleave unto you, and I'm doing these things. You say these words to God and in front of these witnesses, and you take my life, and you make me, you make yourself my source. And then it's like you hold back your source. So nobody said that he has to be perfect. No. But all I'm saying is that as husbands, as wives, we must put our spouses first. We must put them first. Yes, we're going to mm-hmm. chase our dreams. We're going to do things. We got to eat, like you said, Shay. But, you know, handle home first.
No. That's why that job and that hustle can be number one, so you can be 1 through 10. You know what I'm saying? That's why that job got to, you know.
Shay, you
my
know what?
Job's
if you,
number 11.
If you went to your job today and fell over and went to see Jesus, they would scoot you over and have somebody in your spot in 5 minutes. But your wife would never get over it.
Right.
So why is it
that
you would give the job more than you give her?
That tells me I'm an expendable
asset.
I'm an expendable asset because I said that same thing at the job today. You know what? This is a job. This is nothing but a job. If I die tomorrow, within 2 days, then I'm going to take my place.
Yeah, but you know what you
went 2 hours.
But listen, the thing is, I see where Shay's coming from. I see where Mel's coming from. The woman has to be first. That's the point. But
that's
point blank.
Make her first. Everything else is good.
Right. And like Mel said, as far as like the job, your wife is going to be mourning your, you know, you being gone. So I understand that. But I understand Shay too because like, the man might be working super hard for his wife, so he might put his job first so she can be also first. You see what I'm saying?
Well, first of all,
it's only 1-1.
First of all, we all wrong, because I'm going to tell you now, well, y'all
well,
all wrong. Guess what?
Lord, come first.
Well,
God.
Yeah.
God. He come first. Yeah, 99.5 But anyway,
yes.
Next caller we have, your number starts with 363. You're live on air. I had you on the whole time. Glad you didn't say nothing crazy. But anyway, you're live on House of Hard Talk Radio. You there?
363. You have me on?
Yes, you're on.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey.
I
know you had me on.
Yeah.
What's up? It's Anthony Duncan.
I knew it.
I was
it.
At the thing with the with the two police officers.
Yeah.
I was the one asking all
That's
the questions
right.
and stuff. The angry black man. Yeah.
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
Why were you wearing a red shirt?
Yeah, he was sitting right behind me. Anthony, you was kind of mad,
ma'am?
Though, man. You was a mad black man. Man.
All of
no,
us
I
were.
I just don't trust the police, but I respect authority, so I'm not no violent person. But as far as what we're talking about, it's very interesting because, a lot of it comes, it's a lot of different ways, I think, to look at it because so many young black men and, you know, men our age were not raised, you know, like Shay was with a mom and a dad, because I think I'm wrong, but I think that's what he said, he had his mom and dad. But
yeah,
a lot of us, like myself, didn't have a father around. So a lot of us didn't have that role model to teach you how to be a responsible, loving man to a woman. So
Right. Unfortunately,
a lot of us learn the hard way and make a lot of mistakes. And I actually had this talk with my son tonight about him being a better man than me. And, you know, I'm not proud of it, but I have two different baby mothers, and I explained to him part of being a better man than your dad is making sure that you take the time to get to know a person before you, before you even have a baby, you get married to that person. Hopefully that you both love God and you both, you know, are best friends and have a child the way it's supposed to be. Not saying that that's going to guarantee that it works, but at least you tried to do it the right way. And if God is the center of your life, I believe that it can work. But so many times we try to do it because a person like somebody was saying earlier, a person looks fine and, you know, they may talk a good game or they may have a good job. We look at some of the wrong reasons for getting married or being with a person. And after a while, that stuff fades. You know, the sex gets old and the looks start to kind of not be as fine or whatever, they gain weight or whatever. And if you don't have love and friendship to kind of support everything, it falls apart. And so for me, I'm single now, but I was married twice. My first wife passed away when I was 24. We were married for 2.5 years. And then my second time I got married only lasted a few months, and we divorced, but we knew each other like 20 years, and but we didn't know each other. Like, we thought we knew each other,
mm-hmm.
but we really didn't.
Right.
So some of the things I learned real quick on that was with my wife who passed, I married her when she was 18. And one thing I think that a lot of people don't realize is as you get older, people are going to change. And you have to be willing to accept the change and talk about it and, you know, communicate in order to not get to a point where you don't know each other, don't love each other. Because, like I said, my wife was 18. She passed when she was 21. But even in those 3 years, I've seen her become more independent and, more assertive and stuff like that. And if you're not, you know, willing to change and allow your mate to change, then, you know, you're going to have problems and it's not going to last. So people have to understand as you stay married, it's going to change. People are going to slowly change, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse, but you have to communicate and you have to be friends. I think that's very important. And you have to put your spouse first. I believe, for the Bible, that you're supposed to put your husband first, your wife first. Children are, you know, supposed to be in that mix, but because your children are part of you, why would you expect to not put them up there with your wife? Like, you know, I feel like children come right behind your spouse. Excuse me?
Right.
It don't work like that.
I just said right behind your spouse. I said right behind your spouse. But some people believe in putting their kids first, and see, I don't believe in that. You know, not that you're going to sacrifice your kids and not feed them, and feed your husband, but you're going to make sure, you know, a husband is not going to ask their kids to starve anyway. So I just feel like you should not have to choose and say, well, I need to put my kids first. You know, to me, a good parent is going to understand that kids need their parents, period. So you shouldn't even have to have that discussion about who comes first between the children and the spouse. That's my opinion.
Okay. That's what's up. All right. Thank you for calling, Anthony. We're going to get some other callers
thank
in.
You,
we'll discuss what you talked
thank
about.
Thank you, man.
Okay?
You're welcome.
All right. All right.
Angry black man out.
That's what's up. So, but yeah, no, it's not 10:30 yet. Okay, I'm thinking out loud. Anyway,
House of Harley Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Did you really?
House of Harley Talk Radio.
House of Harley Talk Radio, and we got myself, Shay Ramon Gaylord.
Shay Gay.
You know, I heard that so much. I heard Shay Gay and Shay Ron. Oh, like, really?
Shay Ron.
But anyway, yeah, Shay Ron.
I mean,
like,
Shay by itself is gay, but, you know, we're not going to say that.
Yeah, but, you know, but I am so far away from being gay, it's like crazy.
I'm talking about the name.
Oh,
the first
okay.
dude I ever met named Shay.
Yeah, I've seen like maybe one or two in my lifetime.
Nah,
but
you're the only one.
You're the only one I know. Yeah, you're the
wow.
only one I know too.
Be glad you're big.
Yeah, that's why I hate my name, because I was like, Ma, you know you married a Samson or like Deuce or something like that. You're going to name me Shay. And my aunt wanted to name me. She wanted to name me O'Shea. So I was like, oh, my God. Y'all trying to kill
you,
me,
you know y'all make big babies. You should have gave me a boy name.
Yeah, she gave me, like, some monstrous name. Like some type of Greek name or something. Polonius or something. I don't know.
Get me out of here. What
you know?
Oh, goodness. We're going to call you Osiris.
Something. Shit.
Wait a minute. S-H-E-A-S-H-A-Y S-H-E-A O'Shea. I mean, come on, man. Really?
The only time O'Shea the only time O'Shea sounds good is in the bedroom. That's it. Do you hear what I said? Only time O'Shea sounds good is in the bedroom. When you're screaming, O'Shea, 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 O'Shea. You know, that's the only time. Other than that,
so bad.
I gotta go. It's a wrap.
So bad. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Shay, here's the thing. Next time you see a chick in the club and you don't know what to say, you walk up to her and be like, baby, have you been rubbed down with some Shay lotion today? You need some Shay butter in your life.
I'm your natural Shea butter.
Then she probably going to, like, look at you stupid and walk off. But then you can be like, nah. I'm Shay.
I'm Shay.
You know, yeah, and you break it. Yeah, I mean, it's corny, but I've heard worse, especially in clubs.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah.
We got to do with the callers. With the callers, if y'all call it, I want to hear, if you're a lady, I want to hear, like, the corniest pickup line you ever had along with the conversation. So, I see people holding, and I'm playing this song in the background, One for the Money, because, you know, brothers, we got to get out here and hustle and get this money. Y'all women talking about we 1 through 10. Forgot about God. Y'all even keep God to the curb. Y'all say,
okay,
God,
we 1.5 to 10.5.
Yeah, clean it up. Anyway, yeah.
No, Mel, keep the same, Mel.
Exactly. You know, God is everywhere, so he's an automatic. And yes, he's first, but he ain't say God then job. He said God then marriage or relationship or whatever you want to call it. But yeah.
Anyway, we have another caller. Your number starts with 665. You're live on air.
How
welcome to House of Harley Talk Radio. I just said the first. So. Who this be calling up on our phone?
Yeah, who this?
This is Sunshine. How are you guys doing?
Hold on.
So I had to put Empire on pause because I was like listening and watching Empire at the same time.
Jesus, Lord have mercy.
So
Sunshine, didn't we just tell you cannot split your loyalty?
Look here.
I'm putting my mic on mute right now. I'm putting my mic on mute, and I'm going to go
yeah,
play frisbee with people outside.
Put that on mute. So,
I got you, Shay. I'm going to represent.
Thank you,
brother.
Ken. Thank you.
What up?
Listen.
Yeah.
If we do things the way the Bible says it's supposed to be done,
mm-hmm.
then it's God first, your spouse second,
mm-hmm.
your household,
mm-hmm.
your responsibilities, and then your job and everything else comes in place. With that set up, with that foundation, if you invest your time into the person that you want to share the rest of your life with, that person will be secure
mm-hmm.
enough to hold you down when things are
exactly.
not going the way that you think they ought to go. If you have somebody that you are willing to trust with your life, there is nothing
mm-hmm.
that you could falter in that they will not hold you down with. And that's because you're following the hierarchy of things the way God says it's supposed to go. If
now,
both of you are of the same mindset, you can't be of two separate mindsets.
There it is.
And, right. And so a lot of people, for one, we live in a very decadent society, okay? Everything is right now, gimme, 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 entitlement, how much can I get? And I'm never content with where I am. The other
mm-hmm.
thing is, yes, it does take money. It does take a hunt in order to take care of what you have that you're responsible for. However, where does the loyalty lie where, you know, if all those things were to fade away,
mm-hmm.
if all those things that you were grinding so hard for were to disappear, what do you have left? So you kick everything else to the side, all relationships, everything else that you should have invested time and love and everything into for something that's so temporary, that's here today, gone tomorrow, and then what?
Let me break it down now, because you've
okay.
named five things at the very beginning of the conversation I think that are pivotal. I'm always going to put my God first.
Right.
God, family, work. I'm going to put it in that order, and then I'm going to reroute and adjust as I go. I want to put things down for my family that if something were to happen to me, they are well, well taken care of,
mm-hmm.
where she probably wouldn't have to work the rest of her life. Because while I'm loving her, I'm grinding on the job, I'm spending time with my children, I'm trying to make that balance. Every now and then I'm going to slip, and I'm going to lean on her shoulder, boo, hold me up, because I'm feeling tired right now. I'm trying to be Superman, I got my cape on, I'm flying around the world a million miles an hour, I need you to back me. That's all
Ken,
I have. That's all.
You
that's
said
all
something so pivotal. You said, while I'm loving her.
Yeah.
You didn't
I'm
going to
love her down
about,
now.
You didn't say anything about my dreams come first and I'm going to take care of me and then I'm going to take care of her and she should fall in line because this is what I want from you. You said, while I am loving her, I am
okay.
setting up a foundation for my family. You're saying the same thing. But some people have misconstrued where they think that following their dreams or loving someone is a distraction from being able to follow their dreams. If they
well,
choose, you know, like if you're already a unit, that's one thing. But if you're pursuing something else and you're
mm-hmm.
trying to follow your dreams and you don't understand the balance between the two, then it's not good
mm-hmm.
to pursue a relationship. Follow your dreams if you ever think you can accomplish. You know, like if you ever reach to that point where it's like, okay, I've plateaued or this is where I want to be now, I'm in
mm-hmm.
a position where if I take on anything else, it won't distract from what I'm pursuing.
Now, don't get
Does
me wrong
sense?
Now. Yeah, it makes sense, but don't get me wrong now. I was on the opposite end of that scale, too. I'm going to get this money, and whatever chick happens to fall in line, falls in line. You see what I'm saying? So, see, what it took was an act of God. He shook me to the core and said, look, you got to realign your priorities, bruh. But there's a lot of young cats out there, thundercats, I like to call them, that don't have it lined up. They think that because they got to get the money, they get the power. When they get the power, they get the woman. See, they got that Tony Montana attitude. You can't bring that to the real world. You can't, because women want to be respected. But at the same time, I just want my boo thing. I want her to hold me up. Sometimes I need that wind underneath my wings so we can continue flying this thing together. Again, that's new Ken versus old Ken. That's where it is. But
so
a lot of ladies, but a lot of ladies still feel that we have that old mentality, and that's not the way the world is now. You
But how does she hold her man up if she doesn't feel secure because his dream is more important than she is?
I don't think it's necessarily that the dream is more important than she is. It's just that when a man is building something, when a man is like making a foundation, there's gonna be some long, hard nights, probably days, possibly a month. The man sees the vision. He knows it. He's looking out and he's like, I need to get from here to over there. I have my woman. He wants to spend time with his woman. He's not forgetting about his woman. But at the same time, there's going to be that initial, if he's trying to get from point A to point B, and he sees that road, that man knows that he's going to have to put in some hard time to get to point A to point B. And be like, baby, once I get to point B, we good. But then the problem comes in, like, when he's trying to get to point A to point B, and he's made it perfectly understood that from point A to point B, I'm not going to be around too much, but I love you. I'm going to be with you, but I have to get from here to there. And some women can't accept that
Shay,
man
that's
going
from
point
A to point
B. That's very
one-sided. That's not a relationship. You
exactly.
have a person who's made a decision based on his own vision, and he's
correct.
Chasing it, and he's sort of dragging her along.
Correct.
And that's unfair.
Not dragging her along.
Now, if no, because that, but that's how we read it. That's okay. Basically, okay. They say that a person is much more receptive to rules if they were able to sit at the table and negotiate them first. You don't make the rules and then tell the other person this is what it is. Hey, come along, because then you get resistance. But if the two of you sit down together in the beginning, everything needs rules. Your kids need rules. Your relationship needs rules. You need rules at work. And it's not because people need to be ruled so much, but it's because we need to have a guideline. We need to, going into this, what's the expectation? You know, and I'm learning as a wife that I can't get upset with my husband for breaking a rule that wasn't stated. You know, we have to state those things up front so you can say, look, babe, this is my vision. You know, what's your vision? How do we build a vision together? And while we're building, you have your role, she has her role. And you know that there may be times you may have to alter it and amend it and this and that, but that way you have a willing partner who's alongside you instead of somebody who feels like you're conquering the world and leaving her behind.
Now, I got to say this, because you know, you put it on the table at the very beginning. You said, look, I'm working three jobs. I'm roster. I got three jobs. I'm trying to feed all of them. I got some things I want to take care of. I want to eliminate some debt. I want to, you know, make some things better in the long run. Is that okay with you? This is the beginning of the relationship. And then we're not even contemplating marriage. We're just going out with one another. I got some things on the table. I'm trying to take care of these things. Are you okay with that? Yeah, boo, I'm down. 6 months later. You ain't got no time for me. Wait a minute. I set up some rules, chatted with you. I didn't tell you.
Our first date compared to 6 months down the road, of course my expectations are going to change. Seriously?
Right. Seriously.
How long am I supposed to be on the first date mode?
But I keep you informed. I keep you, I let
you
know where I'm at.
We should be building this vision together. We should be discussing these things and deciding together.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Discussing. I discussed that at the very beginning. I'm going to keep
you
in the loop. No.
You brought me into the loop. What about my part of the vision?
Let's sit down and talk. This is what I got going on. You got this going on. I'm just saying I'm playing it from my side right now, and I've let you know what's going on with me. You let me know what you got going on. And I said, okay, we're going to work on this thing. Give me X amount of time. Give me X amount of years. And you got it. If I like it, I'm going to put a ring on it. You can be damn sure of that. If Kim Brown like it, I'm going to put a ring on it. And then I'm going to let you know how serious I am about what I'm trying to do a year, 2 years, 3 years down the line. So you know exactly what you got going on up front. It's all open. But some women can't handle that.
Exactly.
They get into the relationship. Mind you now, we've shared the vision board together.
Mm-hmm.
We've shared it. You shared. I've shared. I keep you informed. Babe, where are you? I'm working. I'm in Augusta.
No, I don't. I
you know
don't,
what I'm saying?
I, that's foolishness. Because two of y'all, no, but for real, even what Shay was saying, I decided and I'm doing this and I'm doing
that.
Not, you wonder why she's unhappy about it. Now all of a sudden y'all made this plan together and she just flipped. Nah, come on, dude.
No,
seriously?
But that has happened.
And the best thing, to do is while you're dating, then figure out where each other, where you are in life. Are y'all going in the same direction?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Great.
You got
exactly.
You got to be. But see, you ladies, y'all know this for a fact. And I'm gonna say this from being in touch with my feminine side. Watch this now. Y'all know already within the first month, maybe even 90 days, whether this guy's gonna be compatible for you. Because you got to be equally yoked. Again, we go back to the spiritual portion. We got to be equally yoked. A lot of guys don't see it. They just see what, you know, what she got to offer, how tight she looking at, whatever, whatever, how sexy she is, and don't get past the sexiness. They don't get into her head. Find out what she's got plans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But see, the thing is, you got to, y'all know, ladies know, because y'all see shades, men see color. I say it's black, you say it's open. You know what I'm saying?
Tomato.
But you know what? That doesn't come out at the very beginning. I don't know why. Because relationships are supposed to be built on trust.
But if a woman came to you in the beginning and said, oh, this is what I want long term, you're going to say, oh, she crazy. She too clingy. She thirsty. She want to lock a brother down. She want to do all of this and that. Yeah,
well,
that's what y'all do. So, I mean, come on.
Not all the brothers, Mel. Not all the brothers.
But, I mean, you know
but check this out.
In the one.
Can I have some gospel music in the background, please? I need to bring it to the pulpit.
I don't wonder what takes you off so long.
Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still.
I was hoping I was the only person hearing that, but.
Still. Be still. I got to preach this. Be still and know that I'm God. That means God says, sit your ass down sometime and listen to what your woman is trying to tell you. Maintain same thing with the ladies. Listen to what your man is trying to tell you. He's down for you. He's down. He gonna buy you some nice clothes. He gonna take you to some nice places. Y'all gonna spend some quality time together when he's not on the grind. You know what? He done enough money where y'all don't have to eat the bologna sandwich. Y'all go out and have filet mignon.
Okay,
ain't no wrong
Ken,
with
Ken,
it. It's gonna take
Ken,
10
Ken,
years
I'm
for me up. To get some filet mignon. What I'm be doing for the first 10 years?
Well, you said you 1 through 10.
Here's my thing with that. Why not, you know, carve out, and we're not asking most of us, the normal ones who are not insane, we're not asking for all of your time. What we're asking for, you know, just make me a priority. Make me the priority. If that means that, you know, once a week you say, you know what, Friday night from 7 to midnight. That's our time. We're going to go on a date, whether we stay at the house. That's for me and you. Or it could just be, you know, I'm going back to my own experience, but where we used to carve out 15 minutes a night and just sit and talk.
That's all y'all needed was 15 minutes. But
that's,
anyway.
That's off the chain because, when you see your friend, I mean, it's basic. Your friend, girlfriend, you know, your boo thing. First thing you do, you call in the afternoon, hey, how was your day? And I'm going to shut up. Tell me what you got going on. What you working with, girlfriend? Hey, Ken, you know, it was this, this, and this. What do you think? We share a little dialogue together. I'm not in your face. I just checked in with you on the phone. Hey, I'm just checking in, seeing what you're doing. You good, boo? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, boo, I'm good. Key. 6 months later. Hey, boo, I'm just checking in. Why you ain't at home? You ain't called me last night. I ain't got no time. Man, come on. Really?
Okay, no, but you just said you have to check in like you're like calling her on the phone and say, hey, how's everything? And then that's going to be.
I'm not in town. I'm grinding. I'm at the job.
But what I'm saying is, a woman doesn't want you to call, like, okay, once a week and say, hey, I'm just checking in. I can do that with my brother. Hey, I'm just
Thank
checking
you.
In.
Thank you.
So,
Thank you. That's some bull.
You know what I'm talking about. Trying to keep the lines of communication open. That's all.
Yes, that's what he's talking about.
Like
that's all I want
you
to do.
How
I just
want to.
And the phone
like
calls
that.
Are nice. They're nice. Don't get
but
me wrong, because
all.
It lets me know that you're thinking about me.
Thinking
but,
about me.
You know,
I
can talk to my homegirl on the phone. It's
exactly.
I need, because you have something I can't get anywhere else. And I'm not just talking about intimately. I'm just talking about all around. I put
mm-hmm.
everything I have in you. You are my source. And when you're not doing that part, then it
yeah.
makes me feel slighted. But I got a question, because this is bringing me back to a conversation I have with a coworker.
Hold on, hold on. Don't ask it yet. Hold it. Don't ask
okay.
it yet.
It's good. So don't forget.
Yeah, don't. Don't write it down. Write it down, because I want. First, I just wanted y'all to listen to a little bit of this.
Seriously?
What are we doing here?
We're trying to flip the mood.
Okay, but never mind. Okay. I just want to say that. No. Seriously. Okay. All that y'all said was all fine and cool, and it was gravy and cheese and all that other stuff. But check this out. I love y'all women. I love y'all to death. I love you from your head, your skin, your body, especially black women. I love the way a woman
feels. To the pimples on your booty.
I love if I could like migrate into your body and just be in you like
you know
all
what
day
you know
long.
What no
anyway.
No that's too much. Ain't
okay,
you playing
I'm
walk around
saying.
Heaven right now. I'm gonna
another
need
another EMI moment.
I'm just saying. Let me take it off to walk around heaven.
Might be some Lenny Williams.
Yeah. Okay. But seriously, one
you
thing
don't
I know about
know
y'all.
How I love you.
One thing I do know about y'all women. See, all this, what y'all said is cool. I understand what you're saying. I'm pretty sure Kent understands.
Yes,
However.
Comma space.
One thing I do know about y'all women, and y'all are experts at this, and this is something men can't get away with. When y'all women have a mission, when y'all have something that y'all need to do, y'all eyes turn red, your hair sets on fire, and you set that goal, and you gone. You don't care what gets in your way. A man could be like, hey, baby, y'all be like, whoosh, get out my way.
No, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you what they like. Tarantulas.
Ooh.
Tarantulas. Every last one of the ladies that I know. Tarantulas. Y'all could be sitting in your web, not moving. And something that rattles that y'all right up on it. Next thing you know, brothers are spun around, y'all done webbed and injected with venom. And now he laying up a cocoon somewhere. Because, you know what I'm saying? He was just trying to get his grind on. I done told you not to do me like that. Black Widow. But tarantulas.
Yeah.
You know what? Tarantulas move real slow. They meander. And women will sneak up on you. And
okay,
next
what's
thing,
the point? Help
my,
me.
My point is is that y'all are very methodical.
Okay, Ken,
exactly.
We get that. I'm asking what the other, the big head, here's
okay.
the point.
But my point is when y'all set a goal, and you could be with a man, it don't matter, you could be married. I have seen it. The devil is a lie. I have seen it. Where you could be married, and women will blow up a whole marriage. And a whole family or a whole relationship to accomplish a goal, no matter how big.
Not all women,
but some women will. They'll get to the point that they'll be like, get out my way. That's what they do. It'd be like, get out. They get that all the time. You know what I'm saying? So
play it again.
Who is that? Is that Ken?
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. When y'all focus, all men do is get this. Right up the gut. And we can't win.
Women. That is not all
yes.
women.
I don't know.
I hope not.
I don't know.
We can tunnel vision, and I don't know what type of women that y'all are used to, because you talking as if all of us, you know, we're a whole, like, all women are this such and such a way, and no.
I'm saying I would hope that as what y'all want from us, we can get from you. That's all I'm saying. It's got to be equal, man. You want me to be there, you damn sure got to be there for me. Because
exactly.
If I'm out there trying to make it happen, whether I'm at home, chilling with the kids and you, there's going to be a moment I'm going to say to you, Ma, you love me? You got my back? And if you look at me cross-eyed and come out the side of your neck, I know we're not equally yoked in at that point. Mm-hmm. And I have made an emotional investment in you.
Yep.
It's like putting $10,000 in the bank and I get a dollar interest. That ain't
okay, fair. Now, with what you just said, remember how earlier you were over there saying, like, I'm going to call you up talking about, boo, you okay? Okay, now let's flip this around. Okay, so then how about it's like, she's not coming to see you because she's so busy. She's trying to grind for her family.
Mm-hmm.
But
uh-huh.
She's going to call you talking about, boo, are you all right for a second? Are you okay?
Wait, but hold up. I'll be Mr. Melody Bailey. I'll be.
No, you wouldn't.
Jasmine,
because
yes,
y'all egos is way too fragile.
No.
Oh.
If you on the grind and you making more money than me, or you out there grinding for the family,
I got you.
I will be Mr. Mom. I will stay home with the kids if you going out there
mm-hmm.
doing your thing until I can get back up on my feet. That's all I'm saying. See, it's got to be equal. But the man going in now, I'm thinking from the brother's perspective. And see, because brothers out there jacked up now. Half of us in the graveyard and half of us in the jailhouse. Here's how it works. Y'all want us to be equally yoked. You want us to give you what you need. I'm willing to do that. But you got to find a partner out there that's the same feeling that you got. She grinding.
Ken, did you just say half of y'all are in the graveyard and half of y'all in the jailhouse?
Half of us are in prison.
Which one you in?
That's what's... I'm out here. I'm free.
You said half of y'all in the graveyard and half of y'all in prison. That's all y'all. So that means
ain't no place else.
But you know, also, look what Ken said. Ken's over there making it seem like, okay. I don't know. I can't even remember what I was trying to say.
The light-skinned brothers got it going on. The khaki.
No, y'all don't. No, y'all don't.
All right. I mean, I may not be LeBron.
Excuse me?
I may not have his money, but I got to drive like him. See, I can shoot a three. I may not get $90 million off that three-pointer I shot.
Then your three is irrelevant, brother.
Oh, there we go.
I'm joking.
See,
I'm messing with you. I'm messing with you.
I know. But what I'm saying is I've got just as much drive as LeBron James. I've just got that much drive. But he found someone in his drive to become the best basketball player in the world, equaling to Michael Jordan. He found someone, and they have
mm-hmm.
a child together. And they're still together. You
they
can't
got three kids together. They married. Yeah, they
right. She ain't going to walk away from $90 million, boo. She ain't going to walk away from
mm-hmm.
He got more than 90 million. Where you been?
Ryan from college. He came out the box making $100 million with Nike.
That's the NBA contract.
You know what I'm saying? That's the NBA contract. Well, whatever it was, he was $100 million strong.
Yeah,
but
he's like $100 million.
The same
like
person he has his children with. My point is.
Man, y'all a trip. He is trying to make a point, and y'all focus on how much money LeBron James makes.
No, we good. We got it. We good. We're gonna bring another caller in. Ken, will you finish? I'm sorry, Ken.
No, wait, go on.
Oh, we're gonna bring another caller. You didn't press number one, but I'm gonna see if you want to talk anyway.
Oh my goodness!
So your number starts with 322. So you're live on air. Say something. I heard you go. Don't hang up.
Thanks.
You're live on air. Did you want to
speak? What's up, Shane?
Hey, who's this be?
Sunny.
What's going on?
What's up?
What's going on? Y'all, I was all hyped at the half of the show, and then I started getting lost in that commercial y'all was just talking about. Okay. Notes and everything. I'm like, goodness, I was themed up and ready to go. But no, I wanted to talk about, okay, first of all, you said, Shay, that he has his vision. So I'm going with the young woman who's on the phone talking about being number one. First of all, the majority of the time I believe that men don't really know what they want. They say they want a ride-or-die chick. You get one of those,
yep.
And then you want
Shabbat.
Girl.
Ooh.
Reach, girl.
Yes.
You know, you get a ride or die chick. She all got your back. She's seeing your business. As a matter of fact, she's making phone calls for you. And then
okay.
Intimidated, scared, you know, and then back up. So I don't think that men really know what they want. You say you want one thing, and then you really don't know what you want. Then you say about this grind thing and not knowing how to put your woman first. It is very important for you to have balance. I mean, balance is number one. I know in my past relationships, majority of times, the man means well. He wants to go out and he wants to do his manly duties and make sure he takes care of the home. But the thing is that he's not really taking care of the home because he's burnt out, he's tired, and doesn't have anything to offer to his woman when he gets home. And she's been working with the kids possibly or doing whatever she needs to do, and it's just no kind of balance. Everybody's trying to grind and hustle. And I believe that the reason why everybody's so burnt out is because they're not truly putting God first. They're putting their self-ego. It's called an ego relationship versus a soul relationship. So basically everybody's talking about what can I get. And so basically instead of you all falling in love with each other, you're falling in love with what you need instead of what that person can do together, what you all can do together to give to someone else. And so what I believe, people get burnt out, the relationship burns out, fizzles, and the vision goes somewhere else because you really don't have a true vision for the marriage and the relationship.
Exactly. Very good. I agree. I
like what you said, though. That does make sense.
They get this temporary satisfaction. Everybody's like, I want to make all this money. I want to get to the next level. And then when you get there, you don't have nothing to offer each other because you broke down, broke still, and possibly still broke, and we have a broken relationship. And now
but we can't have everything broke now. Something's going to be fixed. I don't want her to drop me off around the corner saying, you know, hey, I'm done with you, kick you to the curb, because I done went from a Corvette to a Chevy.
No, and that's why you have to sit down, and it can't be your vision. It has to be the both of you guys' vision, and you have to be led by God. And that's it. That's the only thing that's ever going to stand. And I get that, you know, I look at, you know, again, my own experience where I met my husband very young. We didn't know how to spell vision. Okay? We were just...
I like the way you put that.
You know, we really didn't have any direction, and we look back at all the time and the money and everything else that we wasted, and now we go about things totally different, and it's made all the difference. So I've done it both ways, and so that's why I'm able to agree with it. Yeah, but I really think that sitting down together, praying together, talking together, finding out, you know, what their vision is, what your vision is, and finding a way to support each other. You know, and I got to say, and I always say this, I think I have the most supportive husband in the world. I am the wife who, dude, I run through a brick wall if you tell me that my goal is on the other side of it. I get tunnel vision.
Whoa.
I do that. And that's why I'm appreciative of this talk, because it's reminded me to you know, Mel, you might want to step back. And you might want to go and have another conversation just to make sure we were on the same page last week. Let's make sure we're still on the same page this week.
Yeah.
And so this is actually a blessing to me.
I mean, you got to find that balance. And I've learned something, you know, talking to all of y'all tonight. You know what I'm saying? I got to get for a relationship that I would want to be in that's whole.
Can switch
sleep.
Switch the phone.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, switch the phone.
I got you.
Go ahead, Ken.
Well, I had a question. And it's from what was from earlier, right? I was talking to a coworker yesterday, and y'all helped me with this because he was telling me that he's a younger guy and he
has a passion for the arts. He's a musician. He makes music, and he sells some of his beats, and he does things. And I hope he's not listening right now because he's going to choke me tomorrow. But he was saying, he's a young guy, got married young and everything else. So he said he has a two-year-old, but is not with his wife. I said, so, well, how long have you been married? Oh, we've been married a little bit over a year.
Oh, wow.
So I started, like, I ain't the best mathematician.
Right.
So I was like, one, two, three. He said, I'll save you the time. Yeah, I cheated on her before we got married.
Oh, wow.
I said, okay. Now, his thing was that she's not supportive of his dream. That he's not able to go after his dream and, like, go to clubs and listen to music and do different things and this and that. She's holding him back, and she's insecure, and she's all of these things. And I'm like, you are completely missing the fact that her crazy is because you made a baby. So, like, we tend to forget that we always want to say, oh, she's crazy, she's this, she's that. But we want to say, well, I'm over it, babe. You need to get over it. Of course you over it. You know, you didn't cry and you didn't have to have the pain and all this stuff of your action. You actually had a lot of fun in this. You know, so you got the long end of the stick. It's not fair that you ask her to move on because you have. Of course you moved on. You moved on by the time you zipped your pants off. You was done.
Yeah.
You know? But
exactly.
It's like, to me, if you are doing these things and your woman isn't receptive to what you're doing, perhaps there may be something that you did that's planted a seed that's causing her to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, making a baby is one thing to cheat. That's one thing. But when you make a baby and she has a daily reminder of your infidelity, I mean, dude, like, so that was what I wanted to say about that. Like, how do you deal with finding out why she's acting a certain way? Because contrary to what you guys believe, our response is a response to something. You know, we don't just
act up for no reason.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I think
you give us a reason.
I think sometimes with some women, it might not be something necessarily that the man has done, but it might be sometimes with where they're at in life. Like, sometimes some women are pretty much, they're ready to settle down. Like, they don't, they've already gotten to where they need to be. So they're in a different spot in life. So they want to settle down and they want to have their family. But, you know, she might come across a guy that is on that hustle and on that grind. So you have a career-minded, hustling guy trying to do his thing, you know, and he wants a family, but not right then, there, that second. And then you have the woman, she's like, you know, I want my family right now. You got some women out there that want their family right now. It doesn't matter what he's doing. It doesn't matter. She wants what she wants right then and there. Doesn't matter.
So it's not
necessarily what the man's doing. Yeah, go ahead.
So men want to have their grind, and ladies want to have the family structure intact before it gets too late.
Mm-hmm.
Am I hearing that? You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Because Shane, and I can understand where we're coming from the beginning. You know, we want to grind. We want to try to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think men in general just want to be successful. They want someone to take care of. And I think once they get to that level, they're not satisfied. They want to try to achieve something else. Well, like Mel said at the beginning, she went through premarital counseling. And that made all the difference in the world, because then she and
yes,
her husband, you know, we're equally yoked now. We're doing what the pastor has guided us to do to make sure that the relationship is on a Christian-based and moralistic background and foundation. And now we can build this thing together. And as she said, we couldn't spell vision. So they went through trials and tribulations together to get it to the next level. I think that's where she began with all our relationships out there.
you know, whether you're just a friend with someone or you seriously think about pursuing that person, if you sit down with, I'm being just honest, look, I did some jacked up things. And anyway, matter of fact, have a glass of wine. Let me tell you how jacked up.
Is it that bad?
No, I'm just, you know what I'm saying, because I'm damaged good. We are. We're going damaged good. You know what I'm saying? Because we've gone through some things, and now we're trying to rectify some things, change and clean some stuff up. You know, but is she willing to stick with me while I'm cleaning myself up? And there's another challenge. You know what I'm saying? Feel me?
I feel you. I think all in all, I was just like multitasking over here. I'm doing like 50 things at once. But anyway, I think all in all, as far as a man, I do agree with, you know, the ladies. It's about balance. But I hope y'all understand it's about, not only is it about balance, but it's also about understanding what it's going to take. Because I know that some women, and most women, want to live a certain lifestyle. You know, it's not cute to be sitting up there, you know, don't have any money in the bank and all this other stuff. And y'all sitting up there, you know, you want him to spend time with you. So, you know, like Kim was saying, you know, we're going to do whatever it takes to get to make sure that you don't have to work as hard, or we fall into hard times. We got it. You know, we just want to make sure that things are taken care of. It's not that we're not thinking about you or we're not taking the time to spend with you. I just think that we do. One thing I said to my ex-wife, and I hope she's not listening. Maybe she's, it's like, you know, when everything goes to crap, they're not going to ask the woman any questions like, why didn't you do what you're supposed to do? They're going to come to that man. They're going to ask, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you provide for your family? Why didn't you make sure certain things were set in place? But so, you know, I think as a man, like, I've watched my dad work. My dad worked and worked and worked, and he hustled up. And I mean, at the same time, you know, he did take time. You know, it may not have been a lot of time, but he did take time to spend with me and my brothers and my mother and stuff like that. You know, so, you know, I've seen balance at work. So I just think this is all about, like I said, it's a combination of balance from the man that's hustling hard, and a little bit of mixture of the woman understanding what needs to be done so that she can live a certain type of lifestyle. That's just the way I see it.
I see.
So, okay, so I think we covered just about everything. We got about a few minutes left in the show. I do see somebody else here. Let me see. I brought that person on. This person right here. I'm going to bring them on, see who they are. This is House of Harley Talk Radio, live on air. Your number starts with 447. You're live on air.
Oh, it's a lottery.
I know, right? I might play that for the lottery tomorrow, pick three. 447, I know you're there. Come on. don't make me go back and play the church music. All right.
Oh, my.
I don't know why that came in my mind, but I just threw it in there. But anyway, let's see. I should have took a break. Okay, we covered that.
Yes.
Okay, we come, you know, we have like relationships and stuff, right? So, you know, we're talking about the man hustling. Let's talk about the man that isn't hustling. So, ladies, what do you do? And we can answer this too. Like, what can you do to get that lazy, no good, blood sucking 447? You just hung up. I'm gonna get you wherever you are. But anyway, I just watched them hang up. The call dropped. Oh, all right, do a Denzel on you. All right, but anyway. What do you do when you got that lazy, no good for nothing bum? You know, he's sitting on the couch. You know, what is it that you ladies would do for a man to to get his ass up and get him to working.
Mm.
That's if you know, because sometimes, you know, sometimes we get in relationships, right, and a person shows their representative, you know what I'm saying, and they look like they're hustling. They look like they're hustling. But then when you get in and you settle with them, you know, you be like, you know, they're always home. They made it seem like they had a job, but now they're not working. So what do you do?
That's when you cook dinner.
Re-motivate.
You don't make enough for him. You cook dinner and you say it's only for people who work.
That brother's a-
or you put a lock on the hot water heater and say you only work if you're on the way to work. You only wash if you're on the way to work. You do stuff like that.
Oh my God.
Ain't around the refrigerator.
Exactly. What you need to wash for? You're going to be sitting in that same spot on the couch when I get back. Why you need to smell good?
You need to be outside then.
And you know,
that's
you know,
an even better spot.
Oh my
you know
God.
He ain't getting no nookie either.
Oh, absolutely. Heck no.
If you straight smelling like booty all the time, no. No. No.
But you know what? I have known some very successful women who like having a less successful partner at home. You know? And if that's what floats their boat, then, you know, go ahead. But, you know.
How does that work, though?
That's a good question. You have to ask one of them. I can't see it.
Oh.
Well, and that's the other thing that trips me out. It's like you have women like that, and they be like chasing behind him, and he be dropping her off, like doing the baby boy situation. He dropping her off at work, and then he drive the gas all out the car. I mean,
but Tyrese was real fine in that movie, so that's a good example.
But see, okay, but see, but that therein lies the problem. So if he's fine, it's all right.
He was fine, and he did some things in that movie, so we can't really use that as the standard. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta talk about somebody. Standard guy. Tyrese is not a standard guy.
Not even close. And the way that he portrayed his character, yes. Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm speechless. I can't go nowhere with that one.
Really?
Because, you know, you couldn't.
Tyrese ain't sexy when he got ashy lips.
Tyrese. Like he ate a donut, he's on crack.
You talking about Malik Yoba. That's Malik Yoba,
No. No, Tyrese was on. I saw over the holidays. I saw, what's that movie with Jennifer Hudson? And the something with birth. It was a Christmas movie.
I didn't see that one.
The Nativity something.
Mhm.
You know what I'm talking about?
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it just came out this Christmas. Yeah.
It was pretty good. I saw. You sure? That
maybe
was on
it didn't.
TV.
I don't know. I ain't never seen it.
And that came out last year sometime. And
oh,
so,
a little bit late.
Yeah, so he was in the movie. He had some ashy lips. I was like, dang, that nigga looked jacked up. Did I just say that? It didn't work. Anyway.
Whatever. I bet he didn't.
He did, I'm telling you.
Y'all played out in the 80s and y'all still trying to make a comeback.
Whatever. I'm caramel complexion, so I'm always in it. You know, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He had the Fat Albert lip. Hey, Fat Albert. You want to tell him that was sober? I'm done.
No.
Later.
Hey, guys, hold up.
Oh, my goodness.
Here you go again.
And I almost hit that note for you.
Go ahead, hit it. But no, we got about 60 seconds. about, no, we got like 40 seconds left. But anyway, we are going to be signing out on this song right here. We're going to be signing out, y'all. We enjoyed y'all. House of Harley Talk Radio, myself, Shay Harley. I'm your host. I got my other co-host. I got Jasmine. I got Melody, and I got Ken. We're going to be signing out. We'll check y'all out next week. Y'all pay attention to It Takes a Village Expo. We'll be talking about that, and check us out next week. House of Harley Talk Radio. Everybody say bye.
Holla.
Peace out. Be good.
Straight don't kill my vibe. Straight don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling straight, don't kill my vibe. Straight, don't kill my vibe. Straight, don't kill my vibe. Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Hold up, Trinidad James in 4 weeks, but now my album platinum and shit. So what, y'all keep the numbers. I'm more than another statistic, my this courtesy of Compton. Brooklyn go hard, motherfucker. Love me on the east like I'm Chuck D. Dominicans wish that I was born there. I'm looking to be the god MC. You look at my hat and see Thorn there. I look at the game and see porn there. I'm fucking this industry hard. I'm back at this money, teabagging your honey. You thought I was fresh off the yard. Don't practically tell me you're lightweight. They tell me you're nice enough, lightweight. Go give me a knife, you're looking like steak. And when the stakes are high, I stake out for days. And when the water resides, you probably full shape. But we ain't thirsty, never alert me. So I got a B89 in a suitcase. I know you heard me, this is a burpee. Lyrical exercise. Right now, homie, I'm an extra vibe. Pipe down on the curve when you heard that I got these words to the upper echelon. The echelon. I am a sinner. Who's probably gonna sin again? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Straight don't kill my vibe. Straight don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music. I will share it with the day. Straight don't kill my vibe. Straight don't kill my vibe. Straight don't kill my vibe. Straight don't kill my vibe.
Up in the clouds, me and my spouse. Rumors on the ground, getting too loud, we turn them shit down. Can't hear myself think. Turbulent shit, almost spilled my drink. In the white house with a mink. Running through that like it's my house. All up in the hall like a mall. Took him up, all I do is ball. No, I don't remember you, I don't intend to. Empty my memory bank. It's $1 million in it, baby. Hillary Swank. Sitting next to Hillary, smelling like tank. President's departed. Name one thing out there harder than him. I wait. I've been in my wave like 20 years straight. I've been on my vibe like 20 years straight. Don't fuck up my high. Nights like this, I can fuck up a pie. And still be straight, still be straight. Fall back, got a lot on my plate. Don't waste my breath. I don't know how many moves I got left. Back to the joint. Smoking this shit like I'm trying to prove a point. I'm the highest title. Numero uno. Kill my vibe, that's your motherfucking funeral.
Between you and me, turn village to urinals. How? Pissed off. I'm in this position, erasing my fart, leader of the new school. On my toes like a ballerina, who knew I'd be Black Swan? World in my palms, ironically, I am the glow shot as best, cause I didn't drop the ball. Toast, when I was 16, that I ride a 16 to put it right on the big screen. In a paddy wagon with 16, should've been in the pen, but now my pen rang with morphine. I healed, touchdown with morphines, I killed. Audio crack, cat keys to meal ticket, cardio lap, was running for dead life, but now I'm running the map. Picture little hoe me giving a fuck from what a fuck gotta say. Never be Jay, never be Nas, never be Snoop, nor Dre. You ain't get killed in Vegas or Henna Suburban. Puff said he wasn't your favorite. So many washed up with detergent, but I don't drop gears. I just aim at him on purpose like blah. Then I'm 14 like blah. If they yell another magazine like blah, then a young guy get blah. I kill them all when they tryna kill my blah. I am the best, the good guy, the last, the hood guy, the last that would try to pass a good job. It shines a Black Beetle, then I need a 10-second drum solo. Yeah, what's up?
House of Harley Talk Radio, baby. Let's go. 2015, baby. We're hitting it live. We're ready to go.
Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope, ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Before I have to pull the strap off and cut,
give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble, cause ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. Two low-death G, so we crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake it. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'm a lad, I'm understanding. From a young G's perspective, and before me, they got a trick, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man, and learning her man, and at the same time, burning her man. Now if she burning, I'ma chill for a minute, cause ain't no loving good enough to get burned while I'm a finish.
Yeah.
And that's realer than real deal, holy field. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of this funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this, and it's like that and like this and like that. It's like this and like that and like this, and Drake creeps to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping, but I damn near got kept, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro at the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I throw some old funky shit to add to my collection. This selection symbolizes dope. Take a soap but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this, and it's like that and like this and like that, and it's like this,
and we ain't got no love for soul.
So just chill to the next episode. Back on that ass, what a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old magic collard green. It's the capital S O S oppression, double O P, D O double G Y D O double G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clacking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, antidote quick. I think they in the mood for another one of those G hits. So, Drake,
what up, son?
We gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping. City of Compton.
It's where it takes place, so a national attention. Mopping with the dog frown.
Wow, wow, wow.
Dropping the funky tracks is making the suckers just mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, then you're bound to get smacked. My little homie Snoop Doggy Dog has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the raps down, put the Mac down. And if your woman wanna trip, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I talk. But I'm never off, always on, just to break it down. See you when we see you win in the city they call Long Beach. Putting it straight together like my homie D.O.C. No one can do it better
like this, that, and this, and it's like that, and like this, and like that, and it's like this.
Then we ain't got no love for Zoe.
So just chill to the next episode.
putting on my fresh. This trick about to go off. Mad cause I'm so fresh, fresher than you. I'm fresher than you. Fresher than you. Oh.
I have no more campaigns to run. My only agenda, I know because I won both of them.
House of Harley, talk radio.